presents this unabridged recording of Whole Notes, written and read by Ed Ayres. This afternoon at 3, something important is going to happen. A young girl is going to have her first music lesson. The teacher in charge of this huge moment is profoundly nervous. I know, because I am that teacher. I have been teaching music for 30 years, but no matter how many lessons I give, I am always nervous before a first lesson, because it is the first lesson the student remembers most. This lesson will set the colour and mood of their music learning, possibly for years to come. So I'd better not stuff it up. I've heard from Rosie's mum that Rosie is beyond excited. She has her cello, a notebook, her music book, and an enthusiasm that will not fit in a cello case, or any case, for that matter. Rosie has been declaring for a while that she wants to play the cello, and now she is ready. Rosie has already shown bravery, commitment, and patience. You might ask, why am I nervous? After all, it's only music, it's only a first lesson. Rosie is only 7 and only and only and only. Well, I suppose I'm nervous because this isn't only a first lesson in music. I believe that learning music, more than any other field, helps us to truly understand ourselves. Over the months, and I hope years to come, Rose's learning is going to be led by the first sense to come in our lives and the last sense to leave our lives, hearing. She is going to learn that hearing is different from listening. She is going to learn that our bodies and minds are one, and what we think we can do is what we end up being able to do. She is going to learn persistence. She is going to learn that tiny steps taken each day create a journey unimaginable in length and adventure. She is going to learn that it is all right to not be able to do something, but then, note by note, she will succeed. She is going to learn to express emotions rather than keep them inside where they can twist and warp us. She is going to learn the kindness of music, especially when we play music with and for others. She is going to learn just how much you can do, even when you are 7 years old. Rosie is going to learn not only how to learn, but why we learn. And Rosie is going to learn that music will always be there. She will learn that from today until the end of her life, she will never be alone. Because at some point in her life, Rosie is going to have her best friends leave and family members die, have her faith disappointed, and find life hopeless and overwhelming. And in those moments, when Rosie thinks back to these lessons in music, she will realize they were really lessons in living.